Clearfield rice varieties have allowed farmers to use herbicides on their rice to kill the red rice weed. These varieties have been popular among farmers. But LSU Ag Center rice specialist Johnny Sechuk says this year more farmers are returning to conventional varieties.
Part of the reason is stewardship, and the other part is because of the seed cost. It's lower seed cost.
Stewardship refers to not overusing the Clearfield technology, which could make it ineffective. Sechuk says this year more farmers are water seeding their rice, which can help control red rice, instead of drill seeding it in a dry bed.
If they're going to water seed in pinpoint flood, a lot of them will say, I'll take a chance and go back to the old technology and use a conventional variety.
While Clearfield varieties have had good yields and other characteristics, it has had some problems at the mills.
And that has been an issue the last couple of years with poor milling quality from some of the major varieties.
The LSU Ag Center has released Clearfield 152. It doesn't yield as well as Clearfield 151, but it has better milling characteristics.
That indicates the importance of milling, especially when you have an abundant supply of rice and they can afford to be choosy.
While farmers may plant fewer acres of Clearfield rice, growers overall are planting less rice this year. Acreage is expected to drop in 2012. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.